And the first question I ask is always, what drew you, what made you decide to run for school board?
I decided to run, again, after being in the district on and off for the last, 20 years, with being more active the last, I would say, 7 years as a special education teacher in the area, learning disabilities, as an assessment specialist and a long and a short call substitute teacher. As I mentioned, the district has so many great attributes that are amazing and unique to this district, but there's areas of concern as well. So after a lot of thought with my family and other coworkers, community members, parents of my children's friends, I decided that maybe I could be a little more useful as a board member than just as somebody that was going to sit and complain about some things. I have a saying in my family, my kids will tell you over and over again that you're allowed to complain once or twice. And then after that, if you're still complaining about the same issue, you need to be willing to do something about it. So they kind of held me to that. They're like, Mom, you're complaining about these same things over and over. So what are you going to do about it? So here I am. I want to be an active part of the solution.
Let's start with the high points. It's always easier to start with the high points. Absolutely. What do you think that 742 does better than anyone else, does really, really well?
All right. We are a really diverse community, which is, I think, a bonus because we have so many different ideas, beliefs. Just everything is out there in the public for us to draw from. We each have our own unique experiences and beliefs. And I believe that together, listening to each other, we really have built this great community in St. Cloud. And we do. The school district pulls from the community a lot and listens to, different groups as well. So I do think that the diversity is good. Our teachers, our staff is overwhelmingly amazing at including the kids, getting to know who they are, what their needs are in the classroom, and just really developing a safe environment within the classroom that each kid knows that they are safe with their teacher and they're in their school.
Now, as a teacher, you get to kind of push back the curtain a little bit. You're more in the know of the challenges that face the district than the average parent in the district. What worries you moving forward? Where are your concern points?
My concern is we have great policies in the district. However, I don't believe that they're getting enforced unilaterally across the district. So especially in my subbing positions and as assessment specialist, I would go to, 8-9 different schools in a month. So it would vary as to how the discipline procedures were handled by where you were, who the students were. And I just think that we have policies. They're just not getting enforced the same across the district. And that would be one thing that I would really push for.
I give everybody this opportunity. It's the campaign speech. It's the elevator speech. Why Nicole Ryerson for 742 School Board?
I just believe I have a unique perspective into the day-to-day workings of the school. And although the board isn't about day-to-day workings, they're about policy and procedure, just having that realization of what actual policy and procedure means in the classroom and in the school, what it means to our teachers and our staff. We have great ideas. Everybody is always bringing these, beautiful ideas on how things could be improved. However, we're often not giving our teachers and staff the resources and the time to actually implement those. So just a realization that, okay, yep, this is how it's written. How is it going to be implied? How are we going to use these? What are we going to do to enforce them? One of my strong skills is writing IEPs, individual education plans for students. That's what I did as a special education teacher. The number one thing is to make measurable, attainable goals. And oftentimes, as I'm listening to the board meetings and different groups and things are making presentations, they sound beautiful, and they are beautiful, but they're not measurable. So how do we measure success? How do we measure that, this was a great idea, but it's just not working the way we thought it was. So what are we going to do differently? So being that self-reflective piece of the puzzle to just not sound good, but actually do good. So just being that piece that, yeah, can say, okay, how are we going to measure the success or failure of this policy or procedure?
On that issue, how do you think the success of 742 should be measured? Is there a yardstick that you would use to gauge success or needs improvement?
If you look at surveys across the United States and Minnesota, even specifically, you'll see that parents want their kids educated. We all stand on the same ground of wanting our kids to have a great education so that they can do what they want to in their future life. They can be competitive in the workforce, whatever that may be, whether it's college, whether it's, you know, a technical skill, whatever it may be, we need to have skills that make us competitive in those areas. So we need to be able to attend college classes if we want to. We need to have those skills to go out and be a carpenter if we want to, or whatever it may be. So I do believe our academic proficiencies need to be improved in this district. They are falling greatly. That was one of my huge concerns, both as a special education teacher and as a parent. I saw that my kids were getting good passing grades, but then when I actually looked at their skills, they weren't where they needed to be. So I had a son that tried to get into a technical program, and his math skills weren't where they needed to be. So it set him behind because he had to take remedial courses. So just having those academic skills, yes, we need to look at the person as a whole, but we can't be competitive if we don't have those basic principles to be able to go out and be competitive in our world.
Those are the questions that I wanted to ask. Is there anything in particular that you wanted to bring up?
I just think that the district right now, the board especially, there's a lot of hesitation for teachers and parents, community members to speak out. There's a lot of fear of retaliation or being called out that your idea might not be what is being presented as the go-to right now. You face a lot of, had to get a tough skin. We'll say that because you speak anything against the narrative. There's name calling. There's just these absolute lies that are out there. So I think the board needs to be a place where parents, teachers, the community feels welcomed to voice their concerns and accomplishments in the district.